and goes away, pressing her hands to her forehead and eyes. A wedding procession moves by. In front are gaily dressed children, behind them buffoons, musicians, and drum beaters. The town crier passes, shouting at the top of his voice. From an alley is heard the din of the coppersmith's hammers. Everywhere there is noise, sound, movement, laughter, scolding, prayers, bargaining. Life bubbling over. Two men separate themselves from the crowd. Both are richly dressed. One of them, Gaffer, is a handsome, well-built, wealthy Parsi about 34 or 35 years of age, clean-shaven except for a small black mustache and close-cut hair. He wears a light yellow silk coat, belted with a pale rose-colored scarf, and blue trousers. Over this, a brocade robe, the skirt, cuffs, and facings of which are embroidered in silver. On his feet are high boots of yellow leather, the legs embroidered in gold and precious stones. His head is covered with a turban of a figured Indian material. Its predominating color is turquoise blue. On his fingers are rings with large emeralds and diamonds. The other man is his confidant, Rasula, dressed equally richly, but carelessly. He is short, stout, subtle, and cunning, the chief assistant of his master in all his love affairs and intrigues. He is always in a sly and merry mood. On his head, he wears a red skull cap with a yellow turban wrapped around it. In his hand is a short red rosary. Gaffer looks at some of the wares and stops occasionally to speak with some of his acquaintances, but evidently nothing interests him. In all his movements, one can see the pride of a man satiated with pleasures. To his equals, he is patronizingly civil, but on everyone else, he looks with contempt or aversion. He has experienced everything, seen everything, and the things for which other people struggle and exert themselves no longer exist for him. At this moment, two women come out of a side street on the left into the square. One of them, Zainab, is young, about 20 or 22 years of age, of an Indo-Persian type, more than average height, and very beautiful. She is dressed in a white tunic with a green scarf round her waist. Her smoothly dressed hair, parted in the middle, is bound with a gold fillet. Thrown over her head, she wears a chudder, but her face is uncovered. The other is her confidant, Haila. She is a short, plump, middle-aged, good-natured woman. She is dressed in a blue velvet coat under a violet chudder. Her mouth is covered with a handkerchief. Zainab holds a roll of parchment wrapped in a silk handkerchief. She passes along the square, graciously giving alms to the beggars whom she meets. Gaffer notices her and follows her with his eyes. Her face interests him because it seems, at first glance, to remind him of someone or something. He inquires of Rasula and other acquaintances who she is, but no one knows. Just then, Zainab goes up to a beggar woman near whom stands a half-clad boy about 8 years old with an open sore on his naked arm. As she gives him alms, Zainab notices the sore and, bending over him, she speaks sympathetically to the beggar woman about him. Finally, she says something to her, pointing to one of the side streets and then to the boy. It is evident from her gestures that she is advising the woman to take the boy where he can be cured. All this time, Gaffer does not cease to observe Zainab. Zainab wishes to bind up the boy's arm, but she has nothing to wrap round it, so she unfolds the silk handkerchief in which the rolls of parchment are wrapped and binds it round the sore. Then, accompanied by Haila, she leaves the square by a side street. Gaffer quickly consults Rasula. It is evident that he is giving him instructions to follow Zainab and to find out what he can about her. When Zainab has disappeared, Rasula follows by the same street. Gaffer stands, looking after him, then slowly goes up to the beggar woman and begins to talk to her. Recognizing the handkerchief,